This is Fresh Air. I'm Dave Davies in for Terry Gross. Jazz drummer Paul Motion recorded a classic series of performances at the Village Vanguard in 1961, playing quiet standards with pianist Bill Evans. These days, Motion still records at the Vanguard and plays slow ballads, but with some new wrinkles. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead reviews two recent Motion releases.
Paul Motion's tune, Birdsong. Jazz drummers leading their own bands tend to favor intricate rhythms and a brisk and driving momentum. Paul Motion, with his slow tempos, loose timing, and tunes that go with rainy days, is so self-effacing, he's almost an anti-drummer. A little rustle of brushes and the faint boom of a bass drum may be enough to nudge the music on. The odd thing is, Motion's trio album, Lost in a Dream, is sort of a triple salute to him, from the Village Vanguard, where it was made and where he's recorded for nearly five decades, from ECM Records, where he helped shape the label's own penchant for slow, loose, melancholy jazz, and from his younger side folk, Chris Potter on tenor sax and pianist Jason Moran. They get how to play Motion's music, make the melody sing, and keep the phrasing loose, but show up on time at crucial meeting points. Saxophonist Chris Potter catches the plaintive quality in the melodies, like he's listened to Motion favorite Joe Lovano. Pianist Jason Moran underplays his hand, resisting the temptation to fill up space in the absence of a bass player. Interpreting Motion's melodies, he knows less can be more. The album Lost in a Dream salutes the drummer as composer, too, reviving nice Motion tunes from previous albums to remind us he's never been much for slam-bam drum features. Even his rare solos take their time. Listening to the trio on Lost in a Dream sent me back to his weird previous album from later last year. The quintet on Paul Motion on Broadway, Volume 5, plays mostly standards, if not all show tunes. In that two-saxophone band, the phrasing is so ragged it's eerie, almost like they're rehearsing for the first time. It shouldn't work, but it does somehow. It's haunting like a ghost. Johnny Mercer's tune, Midnight Sun. Those lava flow saxophones aren't even the eeriest thing about Paul Motion on Broadway, Volume 5. Many pianists sing along with their solos, no matter how much we wish they wouldn't, but longtime collaborator Masabumi Kikuchi's vocalizations are so unearthly, you may not realize right away those sounds are coming from your speakers, let alone a human mouth. Yeah. The leader's drumming can be a little unnerving, too. Master percussionists often keep several beats or patterns going at once, but Paul Motion may trace a thin watercolor line of rhythm through the heart of a performance, as if he could only play his drums one at a time. It's all part of his quiet crusade against overplaying. There are flashier drummers around, for sure, but few do better at creating a mood.
Kevin Whitehead is a jazz columnist for eMusic.com. He reviewed two recent Paul Motion CDs. You can hear a complete concert featuring Paul Motion with Bill Frisell and Joe Lovano at nprmusic.org. Coming up, coping with noise in the modern world. This is Fresh Air.